Restaurant Leadership Conference is off and running with a pair of industry leaders winning some hardware. Full-service restaurants commiserated on challenges for the sector, and Momofuku backs down on its chili crunch offensive. Welcome to RB Daily, coming to you this week from the Restaurant Leadership Conference in Scottsdale. I'm Joe Gaskowski, Senior Editor at RB.
And I'm RB Managing Editor Heather Lally. Restaurant Leadership Conference, presented by Restaurant Business and its parent company Informa, kicked off Sunday in Scottsdale, Arizona, with hundreds of operators in attendance to hear from a packed agenda of restaurant experts. On Sunday, Kava received the Pacesetter Award, and on Monday, Peter Cancrow of Jersey Mike's was honored with the Restaurant Leader of the Year achievement.
Full-service restaurants are doing some soul-searching at RLC this year. During a panel Monday, operators discussed some of the many challenges facing the sector, such as tipping fatigue, rising menu prices, and growing competition from QSR. Operators agreed that sit-down chains need to tout service as a differentiator, but they could also invest in more technology that can reduce their human labor needs. As for shifting more costs to the guests in the form of service fees, panelists seem to view it as an impending reality for many full-service restaurants, despite the PR baggage it could bring.
Recent controversy over a trademark for the name of the condiment Chili Crunch has apparently gotten too spicy for celebrity chef David Chang and his Momofuku restaurants and packaged goods products. In a podcast Friday, Chang and Momofuku CEO Marguerite Mariscal said the company would back away from enforcing its Chili Crunch trademark following outcry after Momofuku sent cease and desist letters to other makers of the Asian condiment several weeks ago. Momofuku began selling the sauce in 2020. Chang, who apologized for the situation, said the trademark is a complicated issue, one he has come to better understand in recent days.
Restaurants that employ at least 15 workers will be obliged to accommodate pregnant staff members in a number of additional ways under updated regulations announced Monday by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The new rules essentially broaden the definition of, quote, reasonable accommodation, to include such actions as allowing pregnant employees to sit while working, providing time off, presumably unpaid, for doctor visits, reassigning expectant women to jobs that are less physically stressful, and explaining why a requested concession isn't feasible for the business instead of just saying no. The updated rules will take effect in about 9 weeks.
KFC introduced saucy nuggets earlier this month and is building more buzz with a saucy nuggets dispensary on 420. Sauce experts will be on hand to help Los Angeles residents pick their favorites from the five sauces on hand. No marijuana will be dispensed, Joe. Just free saucy nuggets and lots of merch.
Hey, saucy nuggets is all I need to get my kicks. And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Joe Gaskowski.
And I'm Heather Lally. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.